3, 2, 1, welcome to another episode of Harvest Now Conversations.
We are,
yep, we are back, and as you can see, Angus is still here.
Yes!
All right, and yeah, we're blessed to have Angus here. So we're going to talk about offense, okay? So, with offense and how to overcome offense, I think the first question we need to answer is, why should we even forgive? Why is it even important?
Because Christ forgave us.
Amen.
So thank you for listening to the Harvest Now podcast.
So what?
Let me get that verse. Someone else to answer.
Why should we forgive? Why is it important? Can we live in unforgiveness and be all right?
Well, unforgiveness is it's like cancer, man. It oppresses you. It puts you into a prison. It takes you away from moving on. Because with unforgiveness, you're constantly thinking about the past. You're stuck in a moment in time. You're literally stuck there.
That's right.
At a moment where someone said something to you that you disagreed with and it hurt you, and now you are stuck there. You can bury it all you want, but it's still going to hinder you one way or another. It's going to affect your decision making one way or another. It's going to affect your thought process one way or another, simply because someone has did something to you or said something to you that has trapped you there. And you know, as believers, we need to be set free. Jesus came with the truth, and the truth has set us free. And we can't be set free if we're stuck in the same place. You know, as simple as, you know, putting it that way. This is why God knows that, you know, we need to be able to forgive for us to actually progress and move forward, or else we won't, you know. It's like I'd say this, I was talking about this just before we started. I'm a very sensitive person, so it is quite easy for me to get offended, naturally speaking. And I found that the reason why I become friendly, I was just sharing this with these guys beforehand, is because I know that I am a sensitive person, and friendliness, I found, is a good way to protect me. Like, this is just being transparent. And I found that in those times where I was offended, it hinders my decision making. It disallows me to actually make clear decisions, because it's like, now I don't want to go to that place because that person's there. Or I don't want to do this thing because, oh, this person did it the same way as that, and they're going to think that I'm copying them, and I don't want to do that now. So back to our previous episode, talking about comparison, right? So it all links up, and it's like, you know, that's not a place that we want to be in. It's not a place that we should be. It's very unhealthy to be there, and I wouldn't encourage that to anyone. So yeah, offense, not a good place to be. Sorry, you're about to say something.
In terms of like your destiny and purpose.
Yes.
Because offense causes you to make wrong decisions, you step outside of destiny.
Yes. You cause delay.
That's right.
You cause delay because you've got this obstacle that keeps on preventing you to get to the next level. And that obstacle is offense. And the thing is, the truth is, the devil loves pressing into that offense. He uses that as a weakness. He presses into that button.
That's right.
And he will constantly try to remind you, oh, remember this person who said that to you? Oh, you know, there goes your confidence.
Right.
There goes
right.
your ability to now want to move forward, because he's bringing you back.
That's right.
So it's a very, very dangerous place to be in. But praise God, if you are listening, we pray that you become set free from offense.
That's
and
right.
if anything, learn how to overcome getting offended. So that's what my hope is for anyone that's listening. And I'm sure that's the same for you guys too.
I remember every time there was something that is impactful and something that we're supposed to do, the devil would press that button.
Yes.
And then it would stop me from being effective.
Yeah.
And so like being in unforgiveness is giving foothold for the devil. And it's basically, you know, you're a slave.
Yep.
You can't be, you can't follow God.
Yes.
Because he'll just keep dragging you out, keep pressing that offense button, and stop you from being anointed, stop
That's
you from
right.
being effective.
It becomes a cage.
That's right.
You become restricted. That's it. Yeah, no one wants to be restricted.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, oof. Offense is offense.
Is offense. That's true.
It fences
is.
You in.
yeah.
I found the verse, Ephesians 4, Verse 31 and 32 in the NLT. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in through Christ has forgiven you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what life would be like if Christ never forgave us or God never forgave
us? Imagine he got offended.
If he had a grudge.
Yeah.
Man, that would be rough.
Oh, that would be bad.
Life would be so bad.
Oh, bro, like...
Yeah.
And another verse I wanted to bring up for why we should forgive, why it's essential to forgive, you need to forgive, is Matthew 6:14. And as I wrote down a whole bunch of verses that say the exact same thing. So Matthew 5:7, Matthew 7:2, Luke 6:37, and Matthew 18:35 say pretty much the same thing. And it is, you need to forgive the faults of others so that your Father in heaven can forgive you. So if you are battling with unforgiveness with someone, are you going to let them be the reason why you end up in hell? Just let that sit.
Simmering conviction.
Like, it's real. To he who shows mercy, mercy will be shown to you, to that person. So we've got to. We have to. It's like, it's not a, it is, it's the only option. Yeah. You got something to say, Angus?
Yeah, with forgiveness, the and offense in general, the reason you probably, like most people would probably be offended is because whenever whoever says whatever they say to you hits you, it's hitting on a point of belief or insecurity in yourself. Like, you believe this about yourself. You believe you're inadequate. You believe, or maybe you don't fully believe you're inadequate, but there's always that level of doubt there. And when someone just hits it, it's like when you go to a doctor and they're, you know, oh, where does it hurt? And they put a little bit of pressure on it. And it starts to hurt a bit. That's what it is. It's that belief in yourself. It's no longer seeing yourself as God sees you, but seeing yourself through your eyes. And when someone is, and when someone is pointing at that point or hitting the sore spot, then the offense comes in, because it's kind of like it confirms it in a negative way. It confirms, oh man, I am inadequate if I'm getting offended by this. If I truly wasn't bothered by this, why am I so bothered now? And it's just, it is, again, going back to the comparison, it's blinding. It's a distraction. When you take your eyes off of this, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You take your eyes off of that to, I don't believe in that because of this this one thing. Exactly. You know, it's not a thing of, oh, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones or whatever. It's, I know the truth, and that is, God has made me. God has given me a purpose. He sees me as his child. You know, Pastor Rod was sharing that verse. You know, we are from God, little children. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. If we're really focusing on him who's in us, bro, the world can't affect us at all. Like, if we really are, we can see what's going on. We can see the different things people are saying.
Come on, give him the mic.
And we can just focus on, oh man, that made me feel kind of crap today. Or we can be like, no, you're wrong. God says this, but God, but his promises. You know, yeah, God's good, man. Like, there's right there in what I was saying with the insecurities, and maybe it can be coming from shame because of a sin or something. Right, 1 John 1:9 This is Passion Translation. But if we freely admit our sins, when his light uncovers them, he will be faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive us our sins because of Christ, and he will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A lot of offense comes from when people are digging in under to the things that you're trying to hide, to the things that you keep hidden. But if you just open up, you're like, hey, I've done this, God. I know that you've forgiven me. Or you pray for forgiveness. And then you forgive yourself.
That's right.
That's right, you'll be invincible to offense.
That's why the Apostle Paul says, I boast in my weakness.
Yes.
Because if you are confident that you know that you have weaknesses, then no one can really bring that to you.
Well. I have a movie example.
What's that?
Have you seen, what's the movie with Eminem and it's life?
8 Mile?
8 Mile. So he starts off the battle rap with disses that, what's his name, Clarence?
Yes.
Could ever say.
Yes, that's right.
So he lists out everything that he could say and then he gives the mic to him.
So like, now you can't say nothing because can't do I anything. Said everything.
Yeah, so it's just like what Angus is saying, just open it up and then you can't be in offense anymore.
Yeah, that's right. So like just with what everyone was saying, just want to make it clear that it might not be something that someone has said, but something that was done to you. So you might be a victim of, you know, maybe even rape. You might have been forced into a position where because of that you got pregnant and then you had to bear a child, that type of thing. You might have made a mistake long ago, a leader in the church did something to you or to your family, shunned you, whatever that might look like. But Christ, God in Christ forgave us. All have fallen short of the glory of God. Yeah. Everyone has sinned and fallen short. That includes everybody. That includes me. That includes Angus, Jamison, Cheyenne, Argello, everyone.
Yeah.
All have fallen short of the glory of God. But God in Christ forgave us. While we were yet sinners, at the right time, Christ died for us. So we have to be Christ-minded in these situations where we are forced into a position where we will be offended. Because offenses do come, I'm not going to lie. It's people say stupid stuff, they do stupid things. That's just the effect of the world. And some people just really never die to self, so even in the church, they do stupid things. So look, if you're a victim of any of those type of situations, we just want to apologize. That is not the way Christ wants to be represented to you. That was never his intention. Christ wants to set you free. He loves you so much. We love you so much. And we want the best for you. Christ wants the best for you. His plan is good. And every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. And forgiveness is a gift as well. There was a moment in my life where someone from our church who I told I'd be there for left. And I was not there for them. It wasn't up until recently where I got a call from them and, you know, God gave them a word in while they were at a gym listening to a sermon. They said, you need to forgive Gerard. And they called me and they said, hey, bro, this is super random, but they explained the situation. They were like, just want to let you know that I forgive you. And bro, like I broke down. I knew I messed up and I knew that I offended this person and I didn't know how to fix it. So it might even be in a situation like me where you're the one who offended somebody and you know and you realize it's wrong and God is the one who reconciles. It's his blood that draws us near. Amen. His blood.
Amen.
And yeah, that forgiveness is a gift and it's only through the grace of God that we can forgive. Because some stuff that happens to us is honestly unforgivable. You think about it and you're just like, dude, like, that was super sucky of you to say or to do, but God in Christ forgave us. So while we were yet sinners, he died for us. So in the same way, being Christ-minded, being like him, being a representative of him, an ambassador for the kingdom, we have to be able to forgive people. And it's sometimes it's not easy. A lot of the time it's not easy because it feels like a personal attack. It feels like a personal attack and affects the way you live. And you're like, oh, I hate this guy's guts. I hate this person's guts. I hate her. I hate my boss. Hate my parents. Hate my sister. This and that, right? Whatever it looks like. But God in Christ forgave us. So we have to forgive as well. And like the verses that Jella said, Jesus was speaking. And the verse in Matthew says, or in Luke, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So that's scary.
Yeah.
And that thing that Jello said before, that massive pause, the pregnant pause, that's meaty. That hits home.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to read a verse that's in line with what you're saying. So, Luke 7:41, and it's a parable about two men who were deeply in debt. One owed the bank $100,000 and the other owed $10,000. when it was obvious that neither of them would be able to repay their debts, the kind banker graciously wrote off the debts and forgave them of what they owed. Now tell me, Simon, which of the two debtors would be more thankful? Which one would love the banker the most? Simon answered, I suppose it would be the one who was forgiven of the greater debt. And Jesus says, you're right. Then he spoke to Simon about the woman still weeping at his feet. Do you see this woman kneeling here? She is doing for me what you didn't bother to do. When I entered your home as your guest, you didn't even think about offering me water to wash off the dust from my feet. Yet she came into your home and washed my feet with her many tears, and then dried my feet with her hair. And so that just shows, when you get that revelation of how much God has forgiven you, it becomes easy to forgive. And become so he who is forgiven of much loves much. It's not that you have to be the most heinous of sinners in order to love. You've just got to have a revelation of what exactly you're being forgiven for. Because I think a lot of people feel that, oh, I wasn't that bad. So how can I, you know, like, it doesn't really affect me when people say, Jesus forgave me, because they don't have a revelation of how bad they were prior to coming to Christ. But the closer you come to Christ, you realize how much, how opposite you were from what holiness looks like. So you've got to have a revelation of how much you've been forgiven of. Mm. We haven't heard from you, Cheyenne.
Well,
do you get offended?
Of course.
Why?
What a question. Yeah, of course I get offended. I'm human and I have faults, and I think I really relate to what Jamison was saying, that I'm a very like sensitive person. And yeah, I think that offense is just an indication of like what Angus was saying. Like, it's just an indication that something has been addressed that has been like that you're trying to hide. And it's been addressed in a negative way, in a negative light, or in a way that you weren't prepared or ready for it. Mm.
So has there ever been a time where it was so hard to forgive someone?
Yes.
How do you forgive them?
How?
Because, like, I think... What's that?
Still have it.
Still have it?
Just joke.
Oh. but yeah, like, no, I think there are people that are listening that, you know, have really, really been wronged.
Mm.
And it feels that forgiving them would be like letting them off the hook, and it feels like they ought to be punished.
Mm.
So what do you do with that? How do you overcome that? And forgiving them just feels like the wrong thing to do.
Mm. I'll say this, that forgiveness and putting yourself back into the same position of like relationship that you had previously are two different things.
Mm.
Forgiveness and reconciliation are two different things. It's very hard to forgive in your own strength.
Amen.
Out of your own will, out of your own reasoning. Because if someone has done wrong to you, you make it, it's legible. Like, there's so many reasons. Like, it could have been immoral, unlawful even. But everyone deserves forgiveness. Mm. That's not for me to say. That's what God says, like what you read. So for me to do that, I have to allow God to move through me to forgive. Mm. It is impossible for me to forgive without God, without God moving in my heart. And in, like, in that process of forgiveness.
Hmm.
Yes. So it's dealing with that in myself. That's before approaching, like, even thinking about approaching a person, I have to deal with it within myself first and forgive them.
Log in your own eye.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to come to a place of... I like to say I try very hard to see from their perspective, see from their point of view, be like empathetic as much as I can, and then allow God again to, you know, show me what he sees. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, they're like, if they're a brother or sister in Christ, they're his child as well, as much as I am. So in the end, how to forgive, I have to let God do that through me. His grace, it's only by his grace.
What about, say, if that person is just a repeat offender, they keep doing the same thing and they're always around you, and what do you do? Do you cut them out? What do you do?
Forgive
seven times 70 is what Jesus says.
Yep. But if it's something that has been addressed and continually doing so, like, then, you know, you don't have to stay in relationship with that person. You don't have to continue working with that person. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if relationship goes two ways. It has to be respect on both ends. And if you've addressed, you know, your boundaries, like, hey, this hurt me. And, like, you know, I would appreciate it if you didn't do that, or like respect personal space or whatever it could be. I don't know what it is, but they continually disregard anything that you say, then it's okay. Like, you're allowed to move on from relationships.
At that point, you pray for them, because they probably got something that they're dealing with.
That's right.
And you need God's intervention to help them. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And sometimes we've got to see it from God's point of view. And that this person is obviously dealing with something within themselves that they need help from.
That's right.
And that, you know, for all we know, we could be that person that God has actually set in front of them to pray for them. The thing is, like, I think with overcoming offense, one thing that we have to realize is that not forgiving them is not going to do anything.
That's right.
It's going to benefit no one.
That's right.
If anything, it's just going to torment you even more.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know who said it, and I think I can't remember who it is, but something goes along the lines of, like, you know, a grudge is like you creating poison.
Bro, I wrote that down.
He wrote that down.
There a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Yes. That's it.
I have no idea. I
heard it from him, but yeah.
That's it. Yeah, it's like you've created this poison for them, but you're the one that's actually drinking it. It's not them, because they don't really care. Like, you're the one that's sitting there in bondage, and you're the one that's sitting there in this torment. They're sleeping well while you're being tormented. Exactly right. So I think that's one thing that we have to realize, is that holding this grudge, holding this unforgiveness is not going to do any justice at all. You have to realize that. And then the second thing would be, like, exactly what Cheyenne said, and I think it really takes God's grace to help you. I know for myself, it's like, if I'm offended by someone, I say, God, help me see the way you're seeing this. And then empathize with them, because they're coming from a place as well. You know, it's like the bully is a person who's hurt. You know, like, just an example. They're coming from a place where they're trying to offload this pain that they're dealing with, and they're putting it onto you for some reason. And of course, it's just getting God involved, getting his heart to permeate your heart into a heart that forgives as well, taking after God's characteristics of grace and mercy. But yes, it is a process. But, you know, the sooner you get in contact with God, would God help me get through this, help me overcome this, then the better, because he will get you through that.
And it's important that when you forgive someone, to truly forgive them, not just think, oh, okay, yeah, I'm over this situation, whatever. There's being over a situation and then forgiving someone.
That's true.
I remember Daryl once saying to me, you know, if you haven't forgiven if you say you've forgiven someone but you can't walk on the same side of the street, go up and give them a handshake, then you haven't forgiven them. So truly forgiving them, truly not just getting over the situation, but just, you know, just
getting
letting
healed.
It all go.
I remember the shack, and the story of the shack was this: the main character's daughter got raped and murdered, and he was like, "How can I forgive this guy?" And God was like, "All I'm asking you to do is remove your hand from his neck." So, just like what Cheyenne said, it's not forgiveness isn't reconciliation. And it doesn't equal trusting them again. But it does mean you've let them go.
Yeah.
Mm. And a verse that I wanted to bring up is Romans 12:17-21, just to finish this episode. So it says, never hold a grudge or try to get even, but plan your life around the noblest way to benefit others.
Come on.
Do your best to live as everyone's friend. Mm. Beloved, don't be obsessed with taking revenge, but leave that to God's Amen. Righteous justice. Mm. For the scriptures say, vengeance is mine and I will repay, says the Lord. And if your enemy is hungry, buy him lunch. Win him over with kindness. Yes. For your surprising generosity will awaken his conscience, and God will reward you with favor. Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good.
All right.
That is so
that's
good.
That's the episode.
That's yep. it.
That's good.
Yeah, let that sit. Another pregnant wow. pause. So
that missed me.
Yeah. Like, ultimately, our walk with God, we need to trust Him. And He says that vengeance is mine. I will repay. So your job is to obey God and trust that He'll do what He says. Your trust isn't in the action of it, but your trust is in God who said to do that.
Yes.
Right? And like, say, for example, you are befriending your enemy, but they're still treating you the same and it takes years. Right? But God said it will awaken their conscience by you blessing your enemy.
Wow.
Eventually it will happen.
Mm.
Right? God said it and it will happen.
Yes.
So ultimately, living in forgiveness is a trust walk with God, because as Cheyenne said, we can't do it on our own.
Yes.
Because, yeah, people, you can tell yourself that this person, I can forgive everyone else, but this person, they can't get away with this. But yeah, God sees it all as well. Mm. So trust Him.
Amen.
All right. So yeah, we'll finish here and I'll pray for you, listener. Thank you, Lord. For the person listening, Lord, it's not an accident that they've listened this far. I thank you, Father, for your grace to enable them to let go of that person that has offended them, that person that has wronged them. I thank you, Father God, for the gift of forgiveness, for them to live in freedom, for joy to come back, for peace to come back. And I thank you, Father God, for them to live in your destiny, in your plan for their life. I thank you, Father God, that as they let go of this person, joy shall bubble up and overflow out of them, and they'll be full of more life than they know what to do with. In Jesus' name, I command peace to come upon them that surpasses all understanding, and I uproot all bitterness, all offense, all resentment. And I thank you, Father God, for a sense of newness right now in Jesus' name, that the old is completely passed away, that they can move forward. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. You can do it. And Lord, we entrust to you the people that we are offended by. I thank you, Father God, that you are a God of justice, and you also are also a God of love. And Lord, we trust you with them. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God. We give you all the glory. We give you praise and honor, Father, for your word and for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. See you guys next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Harvest Now Conversations. We hope you got something out of it and want to stay connected. You can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Harvest Now Church to make sure you don't miss out on any future content. You can also message us at contact@harvestnowchurch.com to suggest a topic to talk about or to ask us a question. Until next time, stay blessed and see you in the next podcast.